bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's extravaganza, a classic Bob and Tom Show with Bob, astronaut Dr. David Wolf, and Peyton Manning, right after this public service announcement.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel goldfarbenes Besteck, verschiedene Varianten, nur 99 Cent. Und eine Lichterkette, 2 Meter, nur 77 Cent. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Hey Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man, with an important public service announcement. Heard you guys talking about these women that are doing these stripper pole workouts. Man, I just wanted to say this needs to stop. I swear to God it does. Stripper poles are like nail guns, man. We need to keep them away from the amateurs before somebody gets hurt. I mean, they may say they're just doing it as a workout, but face it, man. Chicks are drawn to poles. It's only natural. They're going to really dig it and then make them feel all sexy and powerful like when they try that little sample douche they get in the mail. You know, the one with the barbecue sauce. Anyways, then they'll start thinking they're really good, and before you know it, man, strip clubs will start offering amateur nights. They call them workout sessions or open po nights or something, but it won't matter because they'll really suck. I swear to God they would. And if I wanted to stuff my hard-earned singles into the sweaty grandma panties of some middle-aged broad with stretch marks and drooping boobs, I'd just go have dinner over at Randy's again. His mom was all over me.
That's not true, Donnie, and you know it.
Shut up, Randy! Hell, she practically gave me a lap dance every time she leaned in to give me more hamburger helper. I swear to God she did.
Man, she's just going through a difficult period ever since my dad left her.
Sure, but having a homo for a son ain't no picnic either. And all I'm saying is there's more to stripping than just holding the pole. Hell, I own a golf club, but that don't make me Tiger Woods. Strippers are supposed to be hot chicks with implants, pretending to work their way through college. My favorites are the ones with fake double majors like poli sci and economics. Or as I like to call them, lefty and righty. Meanwhile, if fat chicks still want to lose a few pounds, I got a pole they can swing on. I swear to God I do. Hey, Randy, what's your mom making for dinner tonight?
I think it's Sloppy Joe's.
What are you, 7? Let me know the next time she makes pork sword helper and I'll be over.
Shut up, Donnie.
You shut up, Randy. You shouldn't be talking like that to someone who's practically your stepdad. Not unless you want to get grounded. I'll say it right to your face. I gotta go.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hi, thanks very much for joining us. Great guests in the studio. From outer space, it is Dr. David Wolf, just back from outer space. I can't get over that.
From outer space.
Well, I'm from where? I'm from Indianapolis.
No,
it's so boring. Mm-hmm. You are,
yeah. What am I going
to
say?
Outer space.
From Houston, Texas, it's astronaut David Wolf. No, he's from outer space.
What'd you do on your summer break there, Peyton?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Played a little golf, shot some TV commercials. Peyton Manning is our guest in the studio, and we have another distinguished player from the NFL who happens to be Peyton's brother. Eli joins us on the telephone.
Eli.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
Eli, right. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man.
That's the only way I can get you on the phone.
Okay.
Radio show. Here we go.
See, caller ID sucks, doesn't it, Eli? Oh, it's only Eli. All right.
So do people ever walk up to you and go, hey, Peyton?
Yeah, it happens. It happens every once in a while. Sometimes I'll correct them. Sometimes I just go with it. You know, it kind of depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
That's the scary part when he goes with it. Because, you know, who knows what he's going to ask them.
I'm Peyton. Get away from me, you jerk.
Beat it, kid. No autographs.
Manning, this is kid. Film at 11.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've got a few Peyton autographs also. Hey, Peyton, will you sign this? I got his signature down pretty good.
Is that right?
Now, we've been talking with Peyton about the fact that training camp is just over, and I was telling Peyton that the announcers on TV were going, Peyton Manning is the one player who hates it when camp breaks up because he loves it, he wants to stay there forever. Kind of.
Not true. Everything here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's corrected us. But he says he really does enjoy the camaraderie, the team building, et cetera, et cetera. Your thoughts on this topic?
No, I agree. I mean, it's kind of like the first day of school since the training camp's coming up. You kind of get excited for it. You're ready to go into it. You're excited about seeing everybody, getting back to football, getting to work, but then after about 3 weeks, and, you know, you enjoy the football part, but you're kind of just ready to get back home, get back into your regular in-season schedule.
Sure.
You just kind of get sick of the dorm food, and you want to be in your own bed and get on that schedule. So, it's one of those deals. But you do, and you know, enjoy. In a sense, you get to go to summer camp again. I went to summer camp when I was 11 years old. I still get to do it when I'm 28, in a sense, where you go away, you're with all your pals and your friends, and you're playing a sport you love. And so there are some aspects of it that are fun and you look forward to.
So is there kayaking and stuff?
No, but I bet there are pranks.
Pranks.
Yeah.
Now, did you have
a big pranker? Eli's a little. Don't let him. Sweet,
is he a little
smile,
devil?
Fool
you.
He's a little instigator.
Did you have a roommate?
Yeah, we have. I've two roommates. We each have our own room, but kind of they're in the same master room.
How many bathrooms between the three?
One bathroom.
Well, I got news for you. Peyton only had one roommate, so there you go.
But it was Dallas Clark, the intimidator, as far as using a bathroom goes. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, but my bad part of me, I room with Sean O'Hare as my center, and Jeff Feagles, who's our punter. Feagles being, punters, they kind of just disappear. I don't know where they are half the time.
He has no chance.
So he's got to check his kids on curfew. I mean, he's got a kid who's a freshman in college.
Oh.
So, he's on a whole different level.
Feagles has been around for
years.
And yes, Feagles was with the Eagles at one point.
Was he really?
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah. And then my other offensive linemen are right next door, so they're in there all the time just eating and messing up the whole room. So it gets a little gross in there.
I'll bet.
Eli Manning is our guest along with Peyton Manning. Eli, it's my understanding that you are following in Peyton's footsteps as a fine actor and appearing on The Simpsons. Is this correct?
That is correct. We got a little appearance coming up this fall, and it was fun. You never really know how those shows are done, and I've been working on my animation voice for a long time, and I was finally excited to get to use it.
Bart in the show is based on Bart. Bart wants a brother. Bart never had a brother, so he's kind of jealous of me. And Eli Cooper, my older brother, is actually in it too. And Cooper kind of stole the show, didn't he, Eli?
He really did.
The guy wanted to hire Cooper like full time to come out and help with voices and writing. And Eli and I were just we're like, what about me and Eli? And the guy's like, no, good luck with the season.
You guys throw a football.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Cooper was a social legend.
Social legend. Uh-huh. I always tell him that, Eli. They ask about the pressure you had following me and my dad. I said the most pressure was following Cooper's social skills at Ole Miss.
And I didn't come close to living up to the
legend of Cooper Manning.
When you guys talk, Eli, when you talk to Peyton, do you guys have to be kind of careful what you talk about with regard to your teams? Because obviously you have some secret information. You're the quarterbacks. What's the protocol there?
I've kind of learned over the years. I know what I can tell Peyton, and what we say, I hope somewhat. confidential between ourselves. But what I do have to watch out for is when Peyton starts talking to my teammates. Like at my wedding, I saw him taking notes, talking to JD on my left tackle on how they're blocking stuff and their scheme.
He's trying to learn.
Understood.
I'm trying to learn. He's got a recorder out taking notes. Oh, okay. So y'all are blocking.
So you have tons of notes on the back of Peyton's boss's student, wedding invitation.
He's a student of the game.
Absolutely.
We all know that.
I know better than that, though.
Yeah, so. The key is to liquor up the front line and let them talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Peyton is known as one of the students of the game.
I told you.
The king of preparation. Did you follow in his footsteps with regard to that?
Yeah, definitely. And, I think that's, as a quarterback, that's a way to get an advantage on a defense. If you have if you study their tendencies and you see, you can watch their safeties and you can see, hey, if he's lined up in this position, that they might bring this blitz. If you can get your offense into a better play to, not only to get out of a bad play, but get into a play to hurt their defense. And that's what I've watched Peyton. I've talked to him and see how he prepares and how he plays the game and what he does there on the line of scrimmage and all the checks and he puts his team in a situation to have great plays and win games and be effective as an offense. So I try to be the same. I tried to when I first came in, ask some questions, learn and still try to learn from him. So he's been a great role model and a great supporter. He's helped me out a tremendous amount.
Especially when you have the kind of speed that Eli and I have, that preparation kind of comes into play.
I noticed. I'm surprised you guys weren't running backs.
Yeah.
We wanted to play quarterback. We were not physically able to play another position.
People always ask. They always ask Eli and I. They said, "Who would win in a race?" And Eli's like, "That is not a race anybody wants to see, I can assure you."
He would fall asleep before it ended.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not pretty.
Eli Manning is our guest on the phone, and with us in the studio, we have Peyton Manning and astronaut Dr. David Wolf. Preseason, a couple more games, and then everything starts. Peyton was saying earlier the goal this year is not to be in the Pro Bowl.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. You want to if you're in the Pro Bowl, it means you're not in the Super Bowl. So that's a good goal. That's a good goal. So definitely want to be in Miami, but for the big game in the Super Bowl.
Eli was he was in the Pro Bowl last year, and kind of the tradition is you always get the rookie Pro Bowlers, first year Pro Bowlers. You always kind of ask what room they're in. Mm-hmm. Just kind of. In pure conversation, and you charge everything you eat or drink
to that room. How much was your bill?
Well, Eli, like I said, all the great advice I've given him over the years, I shouldn't have shared that with him years ago, that's a tradition, because he remembered it, and he held tight on his
did he give your room number instead?
I think he gave mine instead. I think he put it back on me. Uh-huh. So I had a little bigger bill than I thought.
Yeah. Peyton was like, "Hey, I need to come to your room. Let's I need to borrow a pair of shorts. I'm gonna go work out." I'm like, "Nah, I'll bring them to your room. I really need to come to your room." I'm like, "I don't think so. You'll never get it." And I told my wife, I told everybody I was with, "Do not tell anybody in my room. I know how this gig works."
Wow.
Hey, Eli, do you pay much attention to being in the New York media? It's obviously a lot of pressure, but do you read the papers? Do you really focus on that, or just when you just talk to the guys when they're asking you questions?
Yeah, I'll read the papers just to keep up with what's going on around the city, around the other sports teams. I don't read a whole lot when it comes to talking about the Giants or talking about myself. I know how the games turn out. I know what's going on and around the team. So I know what I'm answering to the media. So I don't get all involved in what they say. I just learned from New York. If you play six great games in a row, and they'll praise you and they'll love you, and you have one bad game, and all of a sudden you're the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, so, sure.
They just kind of they're extreme in how great you are and how bad you can be, and so you just there's no point reading. It's a lose-lose situation. I think in my sense, you either get a you can get a big head because they're talking about how good you are, or you can get real down. And so I just I just try not to listen to it. I'm friendly to all the writers and reporters, and I talk to them and I give them my answers, and I think they respect that, and I think for right now we're on good terms.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any really cool commercials coming up?
Yeah, I think we got a few. Peyton and I did a couple this this summer, and you know, some with Kraft and Oreo. That's been one that's been the DSRL.
You've seen those, but remember we took on the Williams sisters. Last year, Eli, I'm not sure we can reveal who they chose yet, right?
Probably not.
I'll say this though: that they asked us. They were asking Eli. They said, you know, after the Williams sisters, you know, what's another duet? Father, son, brothers that y'all might want to, you know, take on. Do you have any ideas? Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned like Ponch and John from Chips.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like that. No. Eli wanted Gary Coleman and Willis from Different Strokes.
Cool.
They didn't like that. Who else? Eli mentioned the Bash Brothers, you know, McGuire and Canseco.
Right.
Who else, Eli? Who else did you like?
The Presidents?
Yeah. He wanted to take the Bushes on. He wanted. H&W are the Obama girls. You know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, they did not choose any of them. I guess we can't reveal who they chose yet,
right.
But that's coming out, I think, in the fall. So that was a fun one to do with Eli. Cool.
Eli, what a great pleasure talking to you. Have a great season.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Amen. I'll see you, brother.
All right, bro. Love you.
Thanks, man.
Bye, Eli.
Hey, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Before we let Peyton go, Christy, I know that you had a couple questions.
Did?
Weren't you flagging me down?
No.
What a question about Peyton. I actually got to play golf with Tiger Woods this year, which
Bet
was pretty impressive.
People ask, you know, how was it playing with Tiger? And I just say it's just as awesome as you think it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of.
Did it make your game better or worse?
You know, I had
How can it make your game better?
Because you,
when he's 70 yards in front of you.
I just enjoyed the experience. I mean, you can't do that in football. Like, I couldn't take Chick into the huddle with me.
Oh, sure you could.
You know, and like say, all right, kind of.
Hi, guys, kind of, how are you?
Yeah, you could, but he'd wet himself.
Like, just to be like on the same, you know, kind of in Tiger's arena, just to see, get right up and close. I mean, he's not playing in a tournament, but he's the day before a tournament, and to see how he's hitting the ball, and it's got a different sound to it, you know, and that's what I enjoy. But it's funny, I've gotten to play with him a couple of times just kind of on our own, you know, with nobody else around, and kind of gotten to know him a little bit. He's pretty guarded guy, but kind of got him behind the scenes a little bit. But I took my brother Cooper, who we were talking about earlier, who is kind of a character. So Tiger and I are in the cart driving. Cooper's in the cart behind us, and we're driving. We're playing down in Florida, and this guy's passing us in a cart, and he just kind of on cue. He's like, hey, Eli, how you doing? And, you know, y'all were asking Eli about that. You know, it happens to him, but it was a bad time for it to happen to me, right in front of, you know, Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
and he just, I don't, because you kind of hear that about him. He likes to give it out. He likes to give it out. And so that just made his day. That, you know, this guy called me Eli. He's letting me have it. And so my brother, who was kind of fueling the fire too, you know, finally kind of came to my defense a little bit. He said, hey, Tiger, just want you to know the guy thought you were Cuba Gooding Jr. also. And Tiger really liked that.
Dogs.
He really laughed
snow
at
dogs.
That. So
great.
Boat trip. Pretty good stuff.
Now, do you say, can you give me some tips, Tiger? Or is he presumptuous enough to go, hey, by the way, Peyton, your swing is.
I just watch.
What's your
enjoy.
Handicap?
You know. I'm not as good as Bob
He's
here.
Are you kidding me? What are you, about a two or three?
No, I'm a six.
I'm a six.
I'm a six. I don't play. I mean, I put him up for 6 months, or hopefully through the end of. Hopefully, I'll play after Miami, right?
Uh-huh.
And hopefully, I'll play again for another 6 months. So
He actually very.
I just enjoy being out there.
Mm-hmm. So and he doesn't get doesn't give you any tips at all.
I don't ask for any tips. Like I said, the times that I've had a chance to be around him, we talk a lot about sports. He's a big football fan. Talk a lot about he follows the Colts. Talk about golf and talk about Sports Center, you know, about working out.
What would be really funny is if you whipped out a camera and you didn't know how to use it. Because I know that's the scourge of being as famous as you are.
Nobody knows how to work their cameras.
No one can work a camera.
How true.
Yeah.
But if you did it to him, God, would that could we do a quick shot?
Yeah, the other day somebody was, you know, asked to take a picture with me. And so, because they always get somebody else to operate their camera.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so that person doesn't know how to work
so
it.
So they're yelling at
you. So you're standing there the other day. I'm standing there for like 5 minutes and the person's like, oh, it's a video. I'm filming this. I'm like, perfect. Done a 5 minute whole video here.
There.
But now let's do the picture. So it's you have fun with it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Tiger would like that if I pulled the camera out.
God, would that be funny? Well, Peyton, have a great season.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Thanks
to you, and we hope to see you in Miami.
Yeah, man.
later.
That's
not
right.
Earlier.
That's right.
Got to get this straight.
That's right. Down. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you like when you do a Monday night football game? Can you work our names into the count?
I will.
Like Bob, Tom, and that be let them know what snap it is.
I will. I will. You want to be part? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
I can definitely get. I definitely get chicken.
Chicken.
Do it and do it on a home game when it's quiet. When you're doing.
You can hear.
Yeah.
You can hear.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.